Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When are those guys going to do something new, you know?
Seriously, yeah, what the hell?
Oh, my God. It's been how long has it been? 7 years?
7 years, yeah, 8 years, something like that.
Wow.
It's been a minute. Almost a decade.
Joel and Benji are here with us in the studio. Good Charlotte has a new album coming out. The name is Motel Du Cap.
Motel Du Cap.
And it's named that because
We're very like motel chic.
Yeah,
I say.
I think
it's like truck stop.
You
chic.
You guys are fancy. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Truck stop couture.
Well, it's interesting because it's like you said, like it's been 8 years, 7 years. We really found through our lives that when we did what we felt we should do, it always worked out.
Okay.
When we did what we thought we should do, or we listened to maybe someone we didn't want to let them down or something, it didn't really work that well, right?
Right.
So it wasn't really for us. So we just decided, just in life, we just have to do what we feel.
And we felt like making a record and calling it Motel
Du Cap. And that song, that comes from actually the Hotel Du Cap in the south of France.
Very nice hotel.
Kind of like where billionaires park their boats and go.
Oh, very nice.
So we played a very special event there.
Oh, so you knew somebody that...
Oh yeah,
we had a friend. Yeah, we had a friend.
You had a friend.
My little sister, my wife's little sister, who's like my little sister, I've known her since she was 7, got married at Hotel Du Cap. Beautiful wedding. And she asked us to play the wedding. And it was...
So we got the guys together. We hadn't played in a long time.
And it was incredible. And we were there and we were like, this place is pretty nice.
You know, one of those wedding nights, family nights, where it's one of the greatest nights?
Yes.
Where you're just like, this is the best.
Yes.
And then we said, should we do a record?
And then we made a record.
So were you just having such a great time that you're like the sparks started
the
going again?
The
back
love,
together.
Yeah.
You know, the family, the love. And then like you leave there and you go, that really was special. And I think
I think we became a wedding band.
We could do a wedding. We can do
check
weddings.
That off your bucket list.
I would play many more weddings. It was amazing.
It was great.
So, now, if she hadn't gotten married, you guys would not have an album?
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't. Yeah.
No way to know.
No, because again, you got to wait.
No way to know.
Because you have to wait for the feeling.
Yeah.
So then we left there, and it wasn't like right away. It was like something we said that night, and then it just kind of grew.
And then
the feeling just came, and then you got some things to say. Then you start, little songs start coming up, you know, and they start just.
And then,
So
that was it.
But you're also busy apart from music. You have a bunch of different companies going on.
We do. We were always, I think, entrepreneurial kids.
Oh, we love bands. We love finding bands,
stuff.
Working with bands. And we started a company called MDDN. It's a music company. And we get to work with incredible bands. We get to work with Bad Omens, Chase Atlantic,
Architects,
Idris, Poppy. Some incredible artists and incredible people at the company. It's not me and Benj in a room. It's a bunch of really smart people.
And you guys work as management?
I think we're like coaches, right?
We're
like coaches. I think through the years, one of the things we realized was a huge part of any success we ever had was team building and just finding great people and just keeping up and then just like staying close, you know, like
hanging on to them.
And I would say that all the artists we work with, it's more partnership, less thinking of management. Sounds kind of like they're running their own shops, and
right,
we work in partnership with them, with incredible people at MDD, but we get to work with really talented, really smart, hardworking artists, so we're lucky.
And I think the question we asked was like, okay, so the world always changes, right? Music changes, but how do you find artists that will still make those like heart and soul records? Like we were just talking about Turnstile,
right?
You know, like
those classic.
Like how do you find those artists? And then what would we want? What would we have wanted someone to tell us when we were 21, 22? What were some things that maybe we could have avoided? Maybe some things we could have, if somebody would have given us the information.
What is one of those things?
When
you were 21,
do a license. Keep your masters.
Yeah, really.
But I would also say, like, as a young artist, you a lot of times
trust your gut.
You got to trust your gut because a lot of times you're making decisions genuinely. You just don't want to let anyone down.
Don't right. rush the music. You know,
like,
don't rush it.
Don't rush it. Just go with your gut and say, think that's the way we get to live now. It's like and we make a record because we feel like, okay, now it's time.
It's probably like sounds real more philosophical, but it's like know what yes feels like, what no feels like for you, and do things that feel right for you, and make records. Until they're done,
and that's what people are. That's what people. I mean, my experience is when you go, when you operate that way, somehow, some way, it's not even about a formula. It's like people just feel it, and when you operate the other way, people don't feel it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you can't force something that's not there. And you guys said in Rolling Stone, you said we don't give an F in a great way. What do you mean by that?
I think at this stage, we made a record we love, and it feels like it's icing on the cake. We hope people enjoy it, but we really like it. And I think we're at a place where we are truly doing everything we want to do that we show up for, including today. We want to be there. We're going to places we want to be, seeing people we want to see. And
doing, us.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly.
That's exactly who.
Exactly. And I think it's also, it's like there's no negative in that. It's like
We show up
at the things to see to that we want to, mm-hmm. and just respectfully, politely, just kind of avoid the things that we don't feel, and it's just in a very much it's a very like peaceful
and it's like it's a slow
way.
It's a little bit of a slow pace. We're not doing 200 shows. We're gonna do a lot of shows. We're gonna put together tours and stuff, but we really deeply appreciate the people that want to come, so we want to put on the best show we can for them. And we really, at this stage, love meeting the people that grew up with our band. But getting to have that experience the way we're having it now, it means a lot to us. And so we're taking our time on this record, took our time to make it. And we're excited to bring it out to the world and share it with people. So when we say we don't give an F.
In a good way.
It's in a good way, yeah. We're not fighting against anything. We're just kind of
going with the
at
flow.
Peace with all of it.
Yeah.
Tell us about Rejects. We have a new song from Good Charlotte. We're going to play it in a second.
It's an interesting song, right? Like, don't we all feel like rejects
sometimes?
Yep.
It's the happiest song about wishing you were dead that I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah.
But Good Charlotte. That's
person.
Good Charlotte.
That is Good Charlotte. You're right.
That's Good Charlotte.
Very happy. We're so happy and pissed off. Yeah, it just feels like I still always go back to that feeling like a kid, feeling like a reject. I'm such a reject that my reject friends won't really like me when they get to know me, you know? So that's kind of like that lives somewhere inside of me. And it's not a bad thing. It's just working it out in front of everybody. So
I was with someone the other day, very successful, very very amazing, very talented person. They said, I'm struggling a little bit with imposter syndrome. And I'm sitting there going like, are you kidding? You're so talented, you're so successful.
That's
and
everyone, isn't
it? I just said, isn't that everybody? Like, it's just like this song, I mean, encapsulates just a feeling. I think that you always have a way of like nailing things without it
Welcome
being too.
To the club, man.
Yeah. All right, we have the brand new song. It's called Rejects. It's Good Charlotte. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our 420 catch of the day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.